Well, now a story that reminds us of the power of music. For more than a decade, journalist Beto Arcos has profiled artists from around the world, but this next story is personal.
I first heard singer Joan Manuel Serrat in an album of Spanish hits my late sister Esther brought home in the 1960s. Serrat's singular style immediately caught my ear, and in the 70s, I started buying every album I could find at record stores. One of them is called Dedicado a Antonio Machado, Poeta. The big hit from that album is called Cantares.
Caminante no hay camino, se hace camino al andar.
As I began to appreciate Serrat, I was especially intrigued by his bilingual identity. His songs in Spanish were profound, but the ones in Catalan were a revelation. I'd sit at home in the living room with the gatefold open, listening and quietly singing along, trying to figure out the pronunciation of songs like Pare, Father, a song about the environment.
Sense llenya y sense peixos, pare, ens caldrà cremar la barca. Hi haurà el blat per les enrunes, pare.
During a visit to Mexico in the mid-70s, Serrat spoke against General Francisco Franco's military dictatorship, and the Spanish government banned his return. He remained in exile in Mexico for almost a year and toured the country. In the 70s and early 80s, Serrat and his songs were forbidden in Latin American countries ruled by military dictatorships. In 1990, when democracy returned to Chile, he performed at the National Stadium. Speaking to the more than 55,000 people, he said, "Let's remember those whom we will not see again, those whom exile sent away from their homes, and who knows if we'll ever see them here again, those who are still locked in, to the political prisoners of the dictatorship, and to each and every free person of goodwill. And there are many in this country." One of his biggest hits, called Mediterráneo, established him as a major pop music figure in the world. The lyrics say, "I'm a singer, I'm a liar, I like playing and drinking. I have the soul of a sailor. What can I do if I was born in the Mediterranean?"
Soy cantor, soy embustero, me gusta el juego y el vino, tengo alma de marinero.
What's unique in Serrat's songs is the way he employs language. In that field, I can make a comparison with Bob Dylan. Serrat's lyrics are created with a lot of imagination, but also a precise use of the Spanish language.
Enrique Blanc is a writer and music critic based in Guadalajara, Mexico. Blanc has followed Serrat's career and has seen him many times in concert. He says Serrat is one of the few songwriters that have evolved better than anyone. He looks at the world with a critical point of view, as a humanist.
His songs not only offer beautiful poetry, unforgettable melodies, but a useful philosophy of life. His integrity reminds me of Bruce Springsteen, an artist that not only is talented, but truthful. In a lot of ways, he has been a role model for thinkers, poets, and writers that live in Spanish-speaking countries.
Esto es una fiesta.
I'm in Mexico City's biggest outdoor venue, El Zócalo, attending Serrat's concert. I'm pinching myself. I can't believe I'm seeing him for the first time here in the country's main square, in the heart of my homeland.
Y pensé seriamente en que a partir de ahora, todo, absolutamente todo, es futuro.
After the first song, he told the audience to put aside any hint of nostalgia and melancholy. From now on, he said, everything is the future. Then Serrat sang Barquito de Papel, Little Paper Boat. The song took me back to my childhood. I was overcome with emotion and started crying.
Barquito de papel, sin nombre, sin patrón.
A light rain poured during most of the concert, attended by more than 80,000 people. After the show, I talked to a couple sitting behind me. Francisco Alcántara and Rocío Alvarado said they've been listening to his songs since the early 80s. This was their first Serrat concert. Alvarado couldn't contain her excitement and said,
"Esto es vivir.
This is the essence of living. It's as simple as that. There are no more words. It's like the Serrat song I always mention to my husband. Today could be a great day. That's how one must live, like the last day, and just wait for tomorrow."
Alcántara said he attended the concerts by Paul McCartney, Billy Joel, and Cuba's Silvio Rodríguez, held at the Zócalo, but Serrat tops them.
Por la intensidad de la gente, bueno, y aparte,
it's the intensity of the crowd. And of course, no, I like him a lot. But Serrat surrenders. He has a lot of feeling. He recites the songs like poems. The truth is, he's a completely different artist.
Y volverás a mi huerto y a mi higuera.
I love all his songs, but there's one album close to my heart called Miguel Hernández. It's named after a poet who was incarcerated by Franco's military and later died of tuberculosis in prison during the Spanish Civil War. Serrat put music to many of his poems, including one called Elegía, Eulogy. Every time I listen to it, I remember my late sister, Esther, who introduced me to Serrat when I was 8 years old. Serrat's been performing on a farewell tour across Spain and Latin America. His final concert is December 23rd in Barcelona, his hometown. I'm glad I got a chance to see him for the first and last time. Gracias, Serrat. For NPR News, I'm Beto Arcos.
Hoy puede ser un gran día plantado.